We are back on.
We are back on the Shattered Truth podcast, ladies and gentlemen. They took us off the air. That's crazy. Look, Brother Will, we struck a nerve tonight. Clearly.
when you quote the Bible, you're gonna strike their nerves.
Man, we really just hurt. We just touched them, boy. They just said, oh no, that's it. Yep. Wow. That's cool. All I can say is wow. So let's continue on, Brother Will, about this Iran and Israel situation.
Well, like I say, it's a family feud. And it's been going on for 4,000 years. So they were separated for 400 years in Egypt. They right. had the holy they had the Holy Land that was genuinely their land, and they Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they all and all the 12 patriots, they all lived there. And then all of a sudden they had to go to Egypt because of the worldwide famine. And so after 400 years, they came back and everybody had taken over the Holy Land. Mm. So they had the right to go back in, and Joshua went back in and took it back.
Right.
So from that point on, it wasn't anybody else's fault. It was their disobedience that cheated them out of their own covenant. And they had good years. They had years. Sometimes they had a span of 40 years of peace and right standing with the Lord. And they did good. They had some good kings and there was bad kings. And they just went back and forth for millennia. And finally, they ended up being taken over by Rome. Mm-hmm. And then the Holy Roman Empire. And then Islam was created after 610 AD. And then they had a lot of trouble. Now, neither one, Islam or Israel, are following the scriptures. They're following their own scriptures. They're not following the Bible. And that's why we got problems. And so, to put it up to date, like I say, there, it's going to come to a showdown, and the powers that be, and we was warned of the Antichrist coming, and he's going to have to, or he will, take Israel out of all this trouble and lift them up to a very powerful position here in the near future.
Right.
And he, you know, because that's the way the Bible promised that Jesus would do that. But they were expecting him to do that when he came the first time, and he didn't, so they crucified him. But the Antichrist will do it for him.
Oh, he most definitely is. He's going to give them what they ask for.
He's going to give them all the guns and ammo they need.
Yes, they're going to think they're in paradise and luxury, but they're going to be deceived too.
Oh, yeah. So it's just panning. It's kind of a pitiful scenario that men would have to go to this point just because they didn't love the truth and they believed a lie. That's what the Bible says. They didn't have the love of the truth. So now we're going to live through the prophecies that's been sent down by the Holy Scriptures, and we're going to need to get into get on our knees. And get right. And that's all there is to it.
Because time is running out.
Let the Holy Spirit use us. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got. He definitely. He. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. We have to have the fire. Yeah, mm-hmm. We got to be burning for the Holy Spirit. We got to be on fire for it. You know.
Yeah. We're gonna have to. We'll have to. We're not gonna be magically taken out of this.
No, we're not.
There's a prophecy in the New Testament that says a hair of your head won't be. He says, when you see the desolation of the abomination of desolation, standing in the holy place, mm-hmm. free those in Judea, flee to the mountains, yeah. And he says, and don't be afraid because a hair of your head won't be harmed.
Right.
Many of you, you know. And so he right there, the Lord gave us confidence that this time it won't be in order to be a witness, a martyr's witness. This time it's going to be like the three Hebrew children that didn't bow down to the false doctrines of the day. And yeah, they were thrown into the fiery furnace, but they weren't burnt.
So Iran does have a role to play in the end times.
Oh, absolutely. All of those, every country on the globe and the whole world wondered after the beast, you know.
And it was neighbor, neighbored as relates to biblical history, right? All this is neighbored, right?
Oh, yes.
In biblical history. Mm-hmm.
It's already received.
Right.
It's a timeline. It's part of the timeline that we're on right now.
And Jeremiah was prophesied that Elam, a nation east of Babylon, west of Persia, south of Media, would be conquered and then raised up power again. Jeremiah 49:34-39, correct?
Yes. The people that are in place are the ones that the Bible had prophesied would be there.
Right.
So, but everything, what they're going to do, there's two sets of prophecy. There's the false prophets, and then there's the true biblical prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand what it means for us today. And there's going to be miracles, and Satan is going to come in. How was it quoted? He's going to come in with all lying wonders and miracles, deceit.
Yeah, all lies, signs, and wonders. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to see next, because he has to lift Israel up.
And Babylon conquered Elam in 5096 BC, right?
Well, oriented in that history.
Mm-hmm.
Elon, I'm not sure who that might be, unless it's Iran.
Mm-hmm. Persia was under Cyrus, right? The Great took control of that area. And Lemnos, Medias become part of the Persian Empire, right? This was an empire too, right? Persian?
It was after Babylon, Medo-Persia. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then Persia became prominent, and the Medes kind of went into the background. And then there was Greece with Alexander the Great. And then mm-hmm. the four generals of Alexander the Great became Rome.
So the Medo-Persian Empire ascended to power, conquered Babylon in 539 BC, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 21:2, right?
Yes.
This happened during the time of Daniel 5, right? In fact,
after the 70 years of captivity of Daniel, yes. Mm-hmm. After that, then Medo-Persia, Greece, and then Rome, and of course, Rome took over Israel and mm-hmm. Occupied it.
Right.
And they've never, you know.
And Daniel later resided in the province of Elam in Persia, Daniel 8:2, right? And Persia is the setting for the book of Ishtar and the first part of Nehemiah. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
So then it goes, falls into Alexandria the Great, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He put an end to Persia as a world power, correct? Fulfilling the prophecy of Daniel 8.
Yeah, there was the different kings that came after Nebuchadnezzar, the statue. Of course, he was the head of gold. And then it went down to Cyrus, king of Persia. And then it went down even further. I can't remember all the kingdoms exactly per se. Rome was one of them, the iron legs of Rome. And then at the very bottom, we're at the feet
of the image.
Yeah, clay and
iron and clay.
Yeah, iron and clay right now. Yeah, we're all the way down there. And yeah, it's I was discussing this the other day with another fellow brother in Christ who actually I've talked to Will about this too, about this guy. We watched one of his videos, which is crazy. He absolutely, like, he believes that we are in the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and we have been since 70 AD. And I'm like, I don't know where you get that, because, I mean, if we, okay, 70 AD was literally well over 1,000 years ago. You know, it was like, what? Well, 70, okay, so we're in 2024 CE right now. So, right. We literally got about, you know, another 46 years until we hit 2070, you know, so we're literally, we're 1,960, almost 60 years ahead of that point in time. So, I mean, we're definitely not in the 1,000-year reign of Christ. I don't know if he believes we're in Satan's little season or what, but, you know, I was discussing it with him. I'm like, no, bro, we're at the bottom of the feet of statue of, you know, which the head of gold was King Nebuchadnezzar. That's where we're at.
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar.
Right now.
Yeah, we at the bottom. What is he talking about?
I don't know, because we have not went past the tribulation and where Christ has came back the second time. So after Christ's second coming is when we have the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and then the second resurrection happens. The wicked are resurrected. Then that's Satan's little season right there. You know, we're nowhere near that. We're toward the end of this age, coming to the end of 6,000 years of creation as we speak. We maybe got like 6 years left. Almost 7 years left, I believe. So we're nowhere near that. You know, Christ, I believe, will be coming back in 2030. We don't know the exact day and hour. I mean, I have a hunch of when it's going to be, but
what do you think is the hunch? What do you think?
Well, I mean, to be honest, Messiah 2030 is already on point with that, but they're off with their calendar because they're going by the Gregorian CE calendar, which is separate from the Torah.
And that came from the papacy, right? They created that, right?
Well, the Gregorian calendar is the actual calendar of the papacy, but they're going by a Gregorian CE calendar, which is different than the actual Gregorian calendar. It's actually a month behind the actual calendar that we're on right now. That's the one they're going by. But if you go by the actual Torah calendar, it's actually 2 months or 2.5 months, actually. So the beginning of the year actually starts, according to the Torah calendar, March 12th. That's about 2.5 months into the year, right, according to the Gregorian calendar. They believe that the beginning of the year actually started, I think it was like a month before. Towards the end of March, I guess, is what they think, like 3 weeks before. So their calendar is off. It's almost a month off from, you know, so they believe that Yom Terah, which is the Day of Trumpets, September 27th, 2030, they believe that that's the day that Christ may come back. I believe it's going to be a month before, according to the Torah calendar. I've done deep study into the calendars. I've looked at them. But here's the other thing. So the calendars are all set up for a reason. You know, like this particular calendar, we just now figured it out in the last, you know, the Torah calendar. I think it was in the last five to seven years. So the Torah calendar has not been around that long. So okay,
it's fresh.
They figured it out through the scriptures, really. So I even tried to tell Messiah 2030 about it, and they said, well, we're going to go ahead and stick to this calendar. And I guess if we're off, we're off by a month or so or something, which, you know, it's not very far off. They're still a month ahead of the actual Gregorian calendar. But here's the point. Like, we don't have a lot of time left.
No, we don't.
We don't have a lot of time left. We're in the last 6 years, roughly.
Yeah, you know, we're running out of time.
Whatever calendar we're on, the Gregorian CE, or the actual Torah CE calendar,
right,
we are running out of time.
Yeah, we
time is running out. And, you know, those who stay awake are the ones who are going to know. We see the seasons already happening right now. We see what's going on in the world, you know. We saw what happened with the eclipse. We see that wickedness is increasing in the land. We see what's happening over in Iran and Israel, which is what we're talking about. And that's the reason why a lot of these public things, you know, including the platforms that we're on, don't like the truth. And why we're getting
simple fit.
Yeah. So, I mean, the evidence is there. You can see it. So we're in a time where pretty soon we're not going to be able to get on to a platform like this and talk about this and put this truth out there. The time is running out, and so we're trying to take advantage of the time that we do have, you know. So
these are truly blessings that we have an opportunity right now, because it could have been shut down. You know, they could have been into this stuff, man.
Yeah. I guarantee you it's probably – I think – this is what I believe from my study of the calendar and what I've looked at. I believe the abomination of desolation is going to happen in 3 years. It'll happen in about 2 years. We may have 2 years before, maybe less, before Sunday law is enforced. I think Sunday law will be introduced completely in next 2030? Year. Sunday law. Sunday law will be introduced next year, I believe. And I believe it'll be completely enforced by 2027. Completely. Which I think they're going to put out a death decree. And then we're going to have a 3.5 year tribulation. We're not going to have a 7 year tribulation. The first half, you know, and there's the other thing. Me and Will were talking about this. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big, we're talking about the 70th week of Daniel. You know, which I, you know, I see both points. So I don't really know. We're not going to know until we know. But if the abomination of desolation happens in the spring of 2027, that puts us right on track of being 3.5 years.
Right.
3.5 years is half of 7 or 70. Or 3.5 years is half of 7. So that would add up to a timeline of completing that week, the 70th week of Daniel. But then again, it was also 3.5 years from the time of Christ crucified to the time of when Stephen was stoned. And a lot of believers believe that too. I'm kind of going to sit back and wait, you know, and see what happens. See how the timeline, you know, when the Antichrist takes power and how much time we're going to have to the time of Christ. Because when the Antichrist takes over, I guarantee you time is going to speed up, because they're going to persecute us and the earth is going to be crazy. The earth is going to get turned into a desolate wilderness, because the devil himself is already trying to, through the elites, destroy the earth through climate change. And then the God's judgments are going to come down, and that's just going to make the world even worse, you know, because it's going to come down on people who take the mark. And as soon as they put the death decree out on us, there's a certain pattern that happens whenever God's about to take action. I just saw it a little while ago on YouTube. I think it was on Sling and Stone. It was that video I was watching. Maybe I could play that video at the end of this, at the end of our deal, whenever we're done.
Right.
But I think they were talking about a certain pattern that God, when he takes action, once God's people are persecuted, it's like Will said, it's going to be like the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into the fiery furnace. It's the time we're going to go through. Right. It's going to be the worst time of tribulation in history for believers.
Mm-hmm. So Iran involvement in the end times will be as one of the nation involved in the battle of Gog and Magog, right? So,
yeah.
It was probably occurs during the first half of the tribulation. That's in Ezekiel 38:5, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, which I read off Ezekiel earlier.
Persia, but I think, is an ally, right, of Magog and Russia, right?
Yeah.
So all of this stuff we are breaking down in Scripture is happening right now in front of our faces.
Yeah. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right now as we speak. It's why, you know, I was trying to tell Jimmy that, you know, you need to pay attention to the times. Like, don't just write off, you know, what you see happening in the world. Like, he's not even looking at that at all. You know, he's just looking at the Bible and thinking, oh yeah, we're already way past this. No, the Bible is being, look at what's going on. You can see it
right now.
So everything that's happening right now, you know, in the United States, they don't stay out of this. Russia's going to get involved. Then we're going to have a World War III probably.
And we're going to get smoked. America can't handle Russia at all.
This is what I think, bro.
Brother Will, go ahead. Come on.
Yeah, see, the Antichrist has to have his prophecy fulfilled. He's going to put down Russia. He's going to put down China. He's going to put down Iran.
All the other mega powers going to be cut down because the Antichrist.
Yeah, we're going to cause the whole world to take the mark.
Right.
We're going to be
the Antichrist. I think what's going to happen, there's going to be a lot of destruction. A lot of people are going to die. And just like Will was saying, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Will. I think like America is going to be the one that the Antichrist is going to back, because America is the second beast of Revelation. They're going to be at the head, and every other nation is going to fall underneath them. And we're going to have a one world order happen. World War III, I believe.
And the papacy comes in when?
Papacy will get power back from the United States, I believe, once we're united under the one world order.
And so what these other nations, include in the collation with will be Sudan, Turkey, and Libya, right? And others, right? So they all going to be involved too, right?
Yeah, all of them.
Will come against Israel, right? So they're going to go against Israel. All these ones, right?
Well, that's kind of what's happening right now anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Israel is going to be surrounded. And then we're going to have this one world order is what's going to happen. The once true Israel in the end is the one who's really surrounded by the whole world. Mm-hmm. People that have the mark of the beast, you're going to have one people that have the seal of God. And they're going to have the majority is going to have the mark.
Right. Because they don't want to give up that lifestyle, that comfort lifestyle, what they're doing. They're so stuck in their flesh, right?
Bottom line, it's this life and sin. This life and sin. Yeah, right. They're not going to get that.
Right. And that's going to damn them at the end. You know?
It's a lot. I'm thinking about it. I mean, we're living in this flesh, and we've been in this flesh. The knowledge that we've attained, you know, we've been in the flesh the entire time since we came into existence, you know. So we're giving up a nature of ourselves in order to follow Christ. You know, we're going to have to lose our life to save it, lose our life for the Christ.
And what scripture is that? One that loses life saves it, right? I think that's what it is.
I think it's in Luke. Yeah. I mean, Yeah, it's in the Gospels. You know, that's the thing. Like, it's not just the fact that it's hard for the world. You know, it's hard for all of us, really, to be honest. Because we're giving up our own flesh. We may have to lose our own life for Jesus. I mean, because we're choosing him over our own life. Right. Because this life is not going to last.
It's not going to last.
It's just hard to flesh the entire time. Born again in the water, the majority of our lives, hard to just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's gonna be hard for a lot of people. And especially the lukewarm Christian,
they gonna turn.
Yeah.
And the churches,
they fall in Babylon, right?
Yeah. I don't know why we're echoing.
It was going pretty smooth.
The outcome of this
end times invasion.
All this is predicted.
Will, are you talking right now? No, I'm not talking.
You can jump on in.
Yeah.
That's strange because looking at your name on the mic and it's showing your name. Look at that, Calvin.
Yeah, you're cutting out though.
I see.
You see his thing?
Yeah. They're definitely messing with us.
It's going off like he's talking, but he's not. That's what's causing us.
It's them doing that, bro.
Most definitely.
So, Brother Will.
Yes.
So God supernaturally intervened, and God utterly destroyed, right? So he intervened.
Yeah, he's intervened
in God
Israel's histories. Yeah, they just stayed back in their own little world back there, and the Church of God just kept moving on, marching on, and they're back in the Dark Ages,
right? And most interesting thing: mountains of Israel, you will fall, and all your nations with you. So basically, they're gonna fall too, right?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
In the end time, it's all going to be the Antichrist agenda will be fulfilled. And he's going to take all these other bad, powerful nations and tame them down.
Luciferians, where they can't do anything. The Antichrist
is going to make all the powers of the world that are against Israel and against the United States going down. And because it said, who is able to make war with this beast? You know, who's able to make war with him? In other words, the technology that the Antichrist is going to bring about in these last days, it's going to overwhelm the whole world, and they're just going to stop in their tracks, and they're going to want to broker a peace deal with us and with Israel.
Iran allied with Russia, right?
Yep.
They are, and China is getting with Russia.
Invasion, yep. Of Israel.
Invasion of Israel. Sure victory. It's a sure victory.
But God has different plans.
God has different plans. Correct.
Oh, well, yeah, the Lord's going to take care of it.
Because he's going to send
a strong message
to the world.
To the world.
Well, as soon as the laws of the Bible are enforced by legislative laws, in other words, church-state rule, when the church starts ruling the nations and telling them they have to do this and this and this, or else they're going to jail, or they're going to get fined, or eventually they're going to get killed.
That's Sunday law,
man. That's Sunday law, man.
That's the Sunday law, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point. And that's when the Lord's going to stand up, and he's going to come in. And then there's going to be some real prophecy fulfilled. The truthful prophecy will be fulfilled. Yes, we'll have to suffer, but
It's for the best, though.
It's cheap enough.
Yes.
Yes.
Because our body ain't going to last.
Our body ain't going to last.
We ain't going to last anyway. I'd rather die for something than for nothing.
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Even though they got us in this
false reality.
Mm-hmm. Got us so conditioned. Everything is good. The devil is such a great deceiver.
Yeah.
And we're tied down here with our five senses, you know.
They follow Babylon. Do what thou wilt. That's what they do. YOLO.
You only live once.
That's that brainwash.
People got, man.
I hear all the time.
That love, YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. That's what they say, man. The satanic celebrities. They the ones that got the people saying that.
Hey, Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're messing with. I think they're messing with your mic to cause this interference. We're echoing. You want me to go ahead and play this video, if you want, and then play the video.
That'd be good. Yeah, that's good. Let's get the people this video.
Go ahead and close this, and then I'll go ahead and play the video.
All right.
You there, Will?
Oh, yes. You want me to close with prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Heavenly Father, we're standing here in the light of your word, and we thank you for your prophecies that show us what is going to happen and how it's going to happen. And you love your children, and you want them to be strong in these last days, and we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Holy Spirit and the prophecies of this day, and protect each one that's doing your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, Brother Wood, they definitely messing with us.
Most definitely.
Spiritual war takes place. Spiritual war takes place in the first.
And meet your might will.
Let's see. Let me turn mine down and see what happens. Okay.
All right, Tim. Did you find a video for the people?
Find a video for the people.
Brother Will, you still there?
Brother Will, you still there?
Yes.
I don't know what happened to Tim.
Maybe tried to get to YouTube and it probably went out on him.
Yeah, but this has been a crazy night, man. They've been attacking us all night long. Brother Will, ain't that something? Hey, look, they ain't never attacked us like this much. They really went in on us tonight. See, they wanted to test us to see if we was going to not go back on air, you know what I'm saying? Or we, or Shattered Truth Podcast and our family, we're going to fight to the end, brother. To the
You know what I'm saying?
Right. you know, it's a free, it's free airways.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but we, it's a good sign that they are missing because that means we're hitting them.
Yeah, we is. Because we're not doing anything. They're doing it.
They're doing it. Yeah.
They are upset.
Yeah. Let me see what I can hit. You know, Netanyahu just got reelected, by the way.
What happened with Yahoo? Reelected for what? Like, do you know what happened? What would they elect? Brother Will, you there? You there, Brother Tim? Brother Will, I lost you.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Yeah, what'd you say? Yahoo got what?
Reelected.
So what this mean for Yahoo?
Well, Netanyahu, he's premier of Israel. He's there, so he's going to go after him. See, they had an election, and so he's making sure he got in again before he done anything. And now he's going to go ahead with his agenda, and he's just telling everybody. He's telling the United States, don't even, you know, don't be interfering.
Right. You so know, something like to me, America don't have no power at all. They just
Oh, we've got all the power. That's the thing. We're just playing along with the agenda.
Yeah,
we're trying to make the world think that we're not with Israel.
But we are.
Actually, we are.
We are.
Yeah.
But they ain't gonna tell us that though. But we know though, brother.
We know. Yeah. Yeah, we know exactly. We're gonna be partners here pretty soon. Right. Well, we've always been.
And all these other fake Christian podcast channels, but they don't cut them off though.
No, they want them to go ahead and, you know, sit out their agenda and their false timelines and their futurist agendas and the world will just be so confused at the end that
there'll just be a few people that know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're right about that. You can see
You can see it.
That's what we want to. We want to be here to help people when they're so confused they don't know what to do. We'll say, brother, you don't have to be confused. The Bible shows that we how it ends.
Right. Don't be afraid. Don't fear.
Don't be afraid. Don't fear.
No fear. You know, don't be, you know, don't be confused or afraid, or just rely on your loving Heavenly Father. You know?
Yahuwah.
He'll bring you through it.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua the Almighty.
I don't know who I'd rather die with.
Right. It's not. Right. Hey, it ain't gonna be with the mark of the beast and Antichrist.
Nope. Ain't gonna be that. So, yeah, we're gonna be good.
Man, it's gonna be so many churches gonna be shut down when it. The real church will be shut down. The fake church will still be going.
The real church will have to go underground.
That's what's going to happen.
And all the other ones will just be saying, look at us, you know?
Right. The United Nations, all of them is...